AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The 2022 midterm election could boil down to Nevada and Georgia for which political party takes control of the Senate. Saturday's the cutoff for counting mailed-in ballots in Nevada. If incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto finishes ahead, her party will have a majority in the U.S. Senate. If Republican challenger Adam Laxalt wins, the GOP will have a shot at picking up its 51st Senate seat after the Georgia runoff election in December. President Biden is meeting with leaders in Cambodia at the ASEAN Summit of Southeast Asian countries, announcing a new partnership
to deepen peace and prosperity throughout the region, to resolve challenges from the South China Sea to Myanmar, and to find innovative new solutions to shared challenges.
The meeting comes ahead of his expected conversation with China's leader at the G20 summit. Tropical Storm Nicole continues its destructive path with flooding from Georgia to southern Canada. With swollen rivers in Burnsville, North Carolina, 5 deaths are linked to the storm. Dozens of homes and condos in Florida's Daytona Beach area had to be evacuated because of structural damage from the storm surge from the second hurricane to hit the peninsula this season. French officials say an Iranian man who lived for 18 years in the Charles de Gaulle Airport near Paris, inspiring the film The Terminal, has died. Merhan Karimi Nasseri left the terminal in 2006, but recently returned. That's where he died. An iconic sign of the holidays has arrived in New York City. The Rockefeller Plaza Christmas tree has been hoisted into place.
This tree is a big, beautiful Norway spruce. It's 82 feet tall. It's 50 feet wide.
Chief Gardener Eric Posey says the tree comes from upstate New York. This is AP News. Tuesday's midterm elections can be broken down into many demographics, and that includes religion.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the AP Religion Roundup. Evangelical Christians reconfirmed their allegiance to conservative candidates and causes, while Catholic voters showed how closely divided they are, even on abortion. That's according to AP VoteCast, a survey of more than 94,000 American voters. About 4 in 10 Catholics voting in the midterms identified as Democrats, about half as Republicans. Catholic voters split about evenly on a ballot measure in Michigan, proposing to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution. In Kentucky, voters rejected a ballot measure aimed at denying abortion protections. Among those voting no were 60% of Catholic voters. About 1 in 10 voters nationwide and across most states say abortion should be illegal in most cases. Among white evangelical voters, only about 2 in 10 say abortion should be illegal in all cases. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.